went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, so the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers you seek to the concerns that you have with your health. It would be our pleasure to answer your questions. My direct phone number is 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And again, it would be my pleasure to answer your questions, and I would look forward to it. So sitting across the studio with me today is my cohort for our weekly show, When Your Health Matters. His name is Mark Sabin. And Mark, welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you. You know, I kind of am lucky to be here. I'm kind of in the co-pilot seat with you, and I get to ask my questions every week. And hopefully the questions that we discuss on the show are of interest to our listeners and give them information that can really help them in terms of becoming proactive with their own health. So today I wanted to talk to you about the fascinating subject of manual muscle testing. We weren't able to cover the entire topic in the show that we did some months ago, but I have some more questions to ask you, if that's all right with you.
It's always all right with me, as manual muscle testing is the main tool that I use in my office to interface with the nervous system and ascertain what's going on with a person's health, what's in balance versus what's out of balance, and then what we can do to help bring it back into balance.
All right. So before we go in deeper into the topic, can you review for us a little bit about what manual muscle testing is, how it works? And, you know, you told us a little bit about what it tells you as a practitioner, but how does it work?
Well, manual muscle testing is a form of neurofeedback, and when we say neurofeedback, your nervous system is constantly putting signals out to the body and is constantly receiving signals back from the body. And so the central nervous system, comprised of your brain and your spinal cord, those are the main areas of communication that send out signals. And so manual muscle testing allows us to use the nervous system and the muscle system to determine if the communication is flowing properly when you bring in a body point or a meridian access point or some sort of touching the surface of the body. If that part of the body or what it represents is functioning properly, the muscle test will test strong. And if there's any level of interference or dysfunction going on, then the muscle test will test weak.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is muscle testing related to applied kinesiology?
Well, applied kinesiology is a particular discipline within the alternative healthcare regime. realm, if you will, that was developed by a great, great man. His name was Dr. George Goodhart, who passed away a couple few years ago. And he started looking at the relationship between muscle strength and the muscle relationships with different organs or different glands, and how that relates to whether things are working in a balanced way or not a balanced way. And through his pursuing that, developed a technique called applied kinesiology. But most practitioners or lay people who have heard of applied kinesiology think that anybody who uses muscle testing is practicing applied kinesiology. It's actually a very specific discipline. It requires certification and over a 100-hour course, and it's very involved in a very deep system of supporting people health-wise.
And it relates to the meridians of traditional Chinese medicine, as I understand.
There is some foundation and basis in that. It's just another system that Dr. Goodhart used to help coordinate and understand how everything is related and what the muscle organ gland relationships are with overall health.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting you said that the muscle will test weak. That could be whether you have an imbalance of a hyper imbalance or a hypo imbalance, where things are too strong or too weak. But in both cases, the muscle will test weak?
If there's an imbalance, yes, the muscle will test weak. And it fundamentally relies on the practitioner and their level of understanding and their depth of knowledge on a particular subject. You can only ask a question as deep as your understanding is. And if it's outside your understanding, then it's probably not going to respond the way that you think it would or have come to understand that it would. And so depending upon a practitioner's level of understanding, their background, what they've studied, and how they apply it in their own practice is going to create a basis for whether they have the ability to ask certain questions or not ask certain questions and have certain levels of understanding or not.
So in terms of the kinds of questions that you might ask, how do you use muscle testing to determine a person's overall state of health?
Well, we do what's called two-pointing. We bring in another point that has a particular meaning associated with it. Like if a person puts the palm of their hand right on their forehead, we're looking at their emotional stability or instability. If it's weak, it means that they have an emotional incongruence going on, and we have methods to understand what that incongruence could be. If they touch a point in the center of their right chest that has to do with nutrition, and we can determine whether a person is nutritionally sound or if they have any sort of deficiencies. There's another point at the 5 o'clock area of the right breast area that represents allergies, and if a person has a weakness there, we know that they're dealing with allergies. And then you got to get into asking, well, what kind of allergy? Is it something that you're eating, drinking, breathing, contacting, or is it some sort of electromagnetic disturbance because of all the amounts of technology that we carry around with cell phones and the like?
That's really fascinating. Now, I know because I see you in your office that you use a muscle test where you press down on a person's extended arm. You put your arm out to the side at a horizontal plane, and then you press down on that. But yet you're able to test all these different components by where the person is touching their body.
Or where I'm touching the person's body. And so, it goes into the depth of questioning that we're going to be asking. If a person tests strong and then we have them two-point to a particular point, let's say the emotional reflex, and that's weak, okay, well, now we know that there's an imbalance, okay, then we go to the third level of questions, which is, okay, well, is it something that, does it relate to the person themselves? Does it relate to love? Does it relate to money? And what aspect of the person's life is their current emotional imbalance related to? And once we determine that, then we can get more specific and more specific and more specific and boil it down to the specific incident or the specific ingredient or the specific depth of imbalance. And then we can figure out what we have to do to bring it back into balance.
That's really interesting. Now, your approach to health is being proactive. And so that means that a person may come to you and be pre-symptomatic. That means they don't have any symptoms of a particular problem, like they may not have headaches or they may not have some kind of a digestive problem. But even before people have symptoms, you are able to actually determine somewhat if there's an issue, aren't you?
Absolutely. And what the listener needs to appreciate, in order to have a symptom, your body has to have already lost 60% of normal functioning. That's 60% of normal
functioning.
You're
pretty deep down there.
And so you're greater than 50% loss. You're at 60% loss. And so if a person is walking around functionally out of balance, but it's not to the degree that they have full-blown symptoms, I feel it's better to help somebody understand that you're developing a weakness in this area. It will potentially lead to this particular problem, and if you'd like to avoid that problem, then these are the things that you can do now. And then you're truly being proactive, and you're doing preventative treatments as opposed to waiting until the outcome's there. And the difficulty is that all the testing that they do is in these physical exams that they try to say are preventative measures. Again, in order for them to come up with the answer that there is a problem, there has to be a 60% loss or greater. And I personally wouldn't want to lose 60% of my investment before I find out that how I'm investing it is a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you know, really what you're trying to do is, in a proactive approach to health, is to keep a person in balance. And being in balance is challenging. I mean, there's so many stressors impacting our lives. I expect everyone is pretty much somewhat out of balance. So how does having a healthcare advocate that you visit regularly help you stay balanced?
Well, it's interesting because in the Asian cultures, you know, the Chinese, the Vietnamese, the Koreans, and the Japanese, they used to practice a form of health care that was you pay your doctor when you're well.
When you're well.
Yeah, because it's the doctor's job to keep you well. And as long as you were well, you would pay your doctor and you would see your doctor to check to make sure that you're still well. And when you got sick, then it's the doctor's job to get you back to being well. And you didn't have to pay your doctor until you were back to being well.
Interesting.
And so it's paying somebody to keep you healthy versus paying somebody that we do in our country to try to get you back to being healthy. But then ultimately it works out to being, well, let's just have you continue to pay into the system that will never actually get you well, but it'll keep you managing your symptoms in a way that allows you to continue to live your life. But in reality, you're not being healthy and you're not being truly, truly vibrant as far as
health goes. And oftentimes you're at a crisis point when you actually get the kind of help from the allopathic medicine that you need.
Right, because that's when the insurance will actually pay for it. You have to be in crisis in order for your insurance to actually go active. And unless you're in crisis, then your insurance doesn't help you.
Well, that's really, really kind of upsetting. Well, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have some more questions about manual muscle testing and how you approach health from a proactive perspective.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about manual muscle testing. And Mark, it's one of my favorite topics because it's a tool I use in my office every day. We're trying to clarify this for our listeners. What questions do you think they would like to appreciate?
Well, you know, you use manual muscle testing to look at what's going on with the person's overall health. And we also know that when someone doesn't feel well, there's more going on than just the physical side of the illness. So many times when we might become worried about what's wrong with us, or we become depressed when we're sick, or we're unable to function properly. So there's a whole emotional aspect to health. And you're able to explore some of those other issues that may lead to or stem from a health imbalance.
Yeah, and it's, one of my mentors, Dr. Scott Walker, developed a fascinating tool called neuroemotional technique. And, he pursued that level of treatment and helps to zero in and pinpoint actually quite quickly what a person's different core issues are or what is the issue that's going on in the moment, and able to pretty much laser beam in after, about 4 or 5 questions to the individual, using the muscle testing to indicate whether it's we're on the right track or whether we're not on the right track, and get to some core issues that takes years of therapy in order to get to. We can do it in just a couple of minutes, and it's a fascinating technique. But when you're helping a person to understand how their emotions affect the different organs or glands, and then how that translates to their particular health imbalance, people are always fascinated with what their emotional story is, even mm-hmm. though they're living it. They don't necessarily know how it's affecting them. They may have a sense that it is affecting them, but they don't necessarily know what to do with it. And so through neuroemotional technique, we're able to help bring a person back into balance relatively quickly, and it's quite enjoyable.
And that's interesting because we are very attached to stories as people, but a lot of times these kind of imbalances aren't necessarily related to the story as much as they're related to the imbalance.
Right. It's always fascinating when a person is so invested in their story that's what their life becomes about their particular story. I mean, you meet anybody who, you're going to meet less and less of them now as far as that goes, but you meet anybody that was in World War II or even in the Korean War or even in Vietnam, the major part of their impression, the part of their life that made the greatest impression on them has to do with that kind of life and death situation. And so a lot of times you meet these people and they bring the conversation around back to when that was the most prominent time in their life. And if they're always bringing the conversation around to that, you know that emotionally they're stuck there.
Right.
And so helping somebody with post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic disorders that a lot of people have is very rewarding, and it's very empowering for the individual to get over their story so that they can actually move forward again.
And that's interesting because really what you're talking about is taking a somewhat spiritual dimension into being able to address the emotional issues. You're going a little bit deeper than the emotional level because you get stuck on that story, but now you're talking about being able to free you from that story, which is really what a lot of other practices like meditation and things of that nature are looking to do.
Yeah, and this is being actively involved in your own process because I can't help somebody without them being actively involved, and they feel the difference as far as the manual muscle testing goes. I had a woman the other day who was just like, I spent 5 years of therapy, which you found in less than 40 seconds, and I feel better now than as a result of that. And that's not to say that therapy isn't valuable. That's not to say that therapy is not helping people and changing people's lives. But there's a certain mentality in our society where we want an immediate fix and we want it now, and that's why medicine is so prevalent, because it literally interferes with your nervous system. But this technique that I use in the office and have used for the last 20 years is just very specific, very powerful, very quick, and very rewarding for the individual.
It's kind of a laser beam technique that allows you to really focus in on where something is going on.
Exactly.
Now, it seems that, our emotions are related to the hormonal system in our body, and our hormones react in different ways. Most of us are aware, if we become afraid, how adrenaline kicks in. But there are also other hormones in our bodies. Do they all have emotional content as well as health-related functions?
Well, all of our emotions, all of our negative emotions, affect our organs or glands in a very specific fashion. And the Chinese helped to figure this out thousands of years ago, and this was scientifically validated in the mid to late 90s by a woman by the name of Candace Pert. She wrote an excellent book called The Molecules of Emotion to help appreciate that anger is stored in your liver, and grief is stored in your lungs, and self-esteem is stored in your spleen, and fear is stored in your kidneys, and paralyzed will is stored in your bladder. And so when you have these major emotions and you're able to ask questions if the person is being affected by that, then it's easy to laser in on how it's affecting their body and understand how it's impacting the person's life.
And you know, this is really it truly is a holistic approach. When you look at all these systems, maybe not simultaneously, but within a single visit. So what about the nervous system? Does manual muscle testing help you evaluate a person's nervous system?
Yes, because if the nervous system's working properly, then the muscle testing will work very, very well. If the nervous system's not working properly, then there's something that's interfering with that nervous system. And so we can two-point, we can have the person touch different aspects of their body, or I can touch different aspects of their body related to their brain, related to their spinal cord, related to things like the meninges, or we can look at a person's eye health, or we can look at a person's ear health, and understand how is the body sensing things. Is it oversensitive? Is it undersensitive? What is it going to take in order to bring a person back into balance?
This is so fascinating. Now, you know, we mentioned the spiritual side of emotional, coming back into a wholeness emotionally, but can you talk a little bit about the spiritual side of your analysis? I know you're a very spiritual person, and how does manual muscle testing help you understand or work with a person's spiritual side?
Well, it's interesting. When you work with people who have similar patterns again and again and again and again in their lives, they always find they can change all the components in their life, and they find themselves exactly stuck in the exact same place, even though everything's changed. And if a person is out there repeating patterns in their life to the point where they're now actually aware of their pattern, there's something bigger going on, and that's typically, these terms may be a little bit new for people, or it may make some people uncomfortable or whatever, but whether you believe in karma or not, or whether you believe in the soul has a journey or not, at the end of the day, you know, there was a woman who was just in my office yesterday who she was having difficulties, and she opened up to me and she explained the fact that she's just really, really, really tired of being aware of her issue, but she doesn't know how to get over it. And so we helped her in that process. And there's so many aspects to life that it's more than just the physical. And if we are spirits in human form, which I believe that we are, and there's a lot of evidence that suggests that, then, you know, we are more than just our physical bodies. And we need to have some level of tools, if you will, that will help to satiate that or bring it back into balance or take away a person's pain or dysfunction.
And interestingly enough, the body, the physical body, actually allows you to register all these other levels of what's going on.
Absolutely.
It's really incredible that the body responses of the muscles can bring so much insight to what's happening onto all the levels of being human. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we return, I'd like to learn some more about how you use this information that you get from manual muscle testing to help your patients' bodies and their various systems to come back into balance.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about manual muscle testing. And Mark, I'm sure you have a few more questions for us.
I do. One of the things is we were talking about the neural connection to the body. And your first credentials are as a doctor of chiropractic medicine. So what is chiropractic?
Chiropractic is a practice of getting rid of nerve interference. that affects the nervous system in helping the body to express itself in a much better way by manipulating the bones in the spine, or you know, you can do extremity adjusting, or you can do organ manipulation, etc. So it's really the practice of understanding how the body works as a whole, and understanding that the nervous system is in control of making all that systems work properly. And if there's any kind of nervous system interference, then chiropractic is the primary tool necessary to correct that interference.
Mm-hmm. So you use the communication system between the body and the brain, and that involves all these alignments in the skeletal system, and then how the different alignments in the different parts of the spine will relate to the nervous system and how the body is experiencing health or well-being.
Right.
Now, in muscle testing, you test the body structure for proper alignment, and you identify misalignment. So how does the muscle testing, how do you use muscle testing to find out where there's a what you call subluxation?
Well, very simply, I have the person hold their arm out. We test the arm in the clear, making sure that the arm itself is strong, or the muscle itself, the shoulder muscle itself, is strong and intact and working and constricting the way that it's supposed to. And then once we've done that, then I will take my other hand and I will touch an aspect of the spine. And if there's any nerve interference there, the muscle will test weak. And if it's proper communication and no nerve interference, then it will test strong. And if I find areas of weakness, then that indicates that a person has a misaligned vertebrae there, and we're going to do an adjustment. Now, you can go to a much deeper level with that. Okay, there are primary subluxations and there are secondary subluxations or misalignments. And a lot of my colleagues will, you know, just clean the whole spine out and adjust every one of them. And, mm-hmm. and sometimes what I will do with a patient to help them understand the specificity of what we can figure out is I will locate and ask the body, what is the primary subluxation? What's the first bone that went out of place? And we put that back, and then we test them afterwards, and we show them that all the other ones cleaned up on their own because we dealt with the first domino as opposed to dealing with all the dominoes.
Yeah, I remember actually coming into the office one day, and you had identified that I think I had the first rib, which is the highest rib in your body, was out of adjustment. And so you made one adjustment there and then retested, and everything tested strong.
Right.
Even though if I had gone to another chiropractor, he might have just gone through my entire spine and adjusted. Now, you often talk about natural whole food supplements and use those to aid in a person's health. How does manual muscle testing help you determine which of those products would be beneficial for an individual?
Well, again, it's about asking the questions. And if you're going through a nutritional point and you're asking specifically about nutrients and the supplements that you're using, they all have an energetic resonance that they give off, if you will, because they are an energy in a supplement form. It's just very simple. You test the nutrition point. If it tests weak, then you can two-point it, if you will, to a specific supplement or a vitamin or a medicine or what have you, and you can see if the body responds favorably to it. And if it does, then that's something that can help the body. And if it tests weak, then that's something that you shouldn't be giving to the body. And it just becomes a question of what's going to make the body strong versus what's going to make the body weak. And when you have weaknesses, what is it going to take in order to make the body go back to being strong? And if you're doing everything and it's working the way that it's supposed to, then your body will just express health, and that's ultimately what we're here for.
And that's what this show is about. That's what your practice is about. This is a really fascinating conversation. I'm sure we could talk for another 30 minutes easily, but we're about out of time for today's show. I know that people may have had their interest sparked by this conversation. If they have other questions for you, what's the best way to reach out and contact you and ask those questions?
They should call me directly at 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or they can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. And I answer all my emails, and I answer the phone and return phone calls, and it's my pleasure just to give people better understanding to help make their lives move forward, because let's face it, when everybody else's lives are going pretty well, my life improves as a result. So let's live life by the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And that's how I live my life, and that's how I practice. So if you have any health issues and you'd like to get some help, I'm here to help you. That's it for this week's show. We'd ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon for When Your Health Matters.